Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. A little late start here this morning. Had a few problems to work through, but we're here. We're on air, finally. Anyway, all right, well, let's get the weather, shall we? Knock that out and see where we can move on from here. Anyway, all right, looking at Galveston right now down on the island this morning. It's 69 degrees. Today we're going to have sunny skies with a high of 77, south winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, a few clouds, low near 70, and winds will be south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, they'll give way to sunny skies for the afternoon, south-southwest winds 10 to 20. This is the same forecast I think I've been reading off all week, and nothing's changed. And it's not even close half the time. So, but there you have it. That's what they say anyway. Tides for today, these will be right. Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're sitting on a high right now, and we have a low coming up at 7:51 p.m. It's an 0.6, coming off a 1.4, then a high at 2:02 p.m., a 1.3, and then a low at 7:56 p.m., an 0.9. Sunrise this morning, 6:44 a.m., sunset, 5:24 p.m., and we're on a quarter moon right now, 25% visibility. And looking at current conditions right now in the Galveston Channel, it's 71 degrees with 72 degree water, a south wind at 3 to 6. Morgan's Point, 71 degrees with 68 degree water, south-southwest at 7. And at Morgan's Point, 67 degrees with 69 degree water, a south wind at 1. Barely any breeze at all up in the north end of the complex. So that's kind of where we're at, and millions of texts this morning because we weren't on air. We had a little issue, elevator problem there. Was waiting on security to figure out why the elevators weren't working so Jace could get up to his little nest up here on the 19th floor. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't have climbed 19 flights of stairs at 4 in the morning either. So, but we're here and at it, so we'll try to get things rolling or get them back to normal as good as we can. So, anyway, all right, well, let's go to Bill Watkins and see what's up with him this morning. Good morning, Bill. What's going on, bud?
I wondered why you didn't call.
Well, I didn't get a text from you. I said, well, maybe he's sleeping in this morning. No, we had some issues, and they're in the studio, so we're up. I don't have much time with you this morning, but it's good to hear your voice. How's fishing been this week? I know you were going to get out.
Hey, I went out yesterday, and we hacked on them pretty good.
Did you?
Well,
good.
Five keeper reds and 19 trout.
Okay, well, that's respectable.
Found the tide up high, mm-hmm. which wasn't really high, but It was a kind of a medium level tide, but it was at a high stand where I was at. And no crab balls moving, nothing, no current.
Pretty slack.
I rolled out of the bow and doggone it, there was a little bitty flock of birds on the shoreline. And they were, I could see them over there. I went, okay, here it is. And we just took a little short hop over there and caught them up.
Good. That's a good way to start the day.
But, and white is still holding up good for the color.
Right.
It's worked all year.
I mean, you've thrown more white and glow and stuff like that this year than I've ever heard of. You know, usually you're a different color base. But, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, huh?
Yeah, if the water's clear. we were throwing Bone Diamond, K-Wigglers, and Little Johns and a glow with a yellow tail.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. I mean, if it looks like a shrimp, they're going to eat it.
Right.
But the birds quit working immediately when we got there. We did see way offshore that there was some other birds out there, but they disappeared real quick, within 30 minutes, and they didn't come back all day.
Right.
So, I mean, one of the guys that went way offshore caught 27 trout. I mean, way in the middle of the lake. And that's a pattern that I don't usually fish because I'm not willing to go that far out there.
Right.
But this guy did. I actually saw his fish, and they caught monster reds, oversized reds. And another boat there, they had 14 trout and broke off more reds than, they just.
I tell you, they need to put a bounty out on these bull reds, man. They're taking over the show, buddy.
Yeah, they are.
Especially out deep like that. I mean, it had a guy a few weeks ago go, man, how about those birds out there? I said, you want to catch some 38 to 42-inch bull reds on your trout tackle? Well, not really. I said, that's why I'm driving by them. I said, I know what that is. Look at that. Some people like to catch them. You got to pull in if they,
yeah,
they
that's
want
true.
To. But for the most part, I mean, that's bear hunting with a switch, basically.
We had from 26 down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Just five perfect five
slots.
Fish.
Yeah,
they're good slots, and I didn't want to wrestle with them, but I did. I cleaned them bad boys.
There you go.
I got my Brazilian bread knife and went at it.
Attaboy, that's serrated the way to go with them breads, man.
That bread knife, I think it's got those little bitty serrations. It ain't scared of a redfish or a sheephead or a black drum.
It'll eat
it
right through those old nasty scales and those bones, where the rib cage comes to the backbone where you have to cut through those. They're like toothpicks, man.
Yeah, they sure are.
like cutting through toothpicks.
Well, I'm going to have to roll on here, buddy.
Well, I am too. It's already break time, buddy. But, hey, man, if somebody wants to come over and get in on the action, catch some fish this winter, give them a number, Bill, so they can reach out to you, bud.
409-673-9211.
9211.
All right.
Sounds good to me, brother. Bill, you have a good day and catch them up. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, bud. See you now. All right. It's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic processing facility. They're located right in downtown Belleville, a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown and check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And their bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage products. And they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. This is 11 to 13 pound average weight. It makes a meal for 8 to 10 people. And while you're there, check out their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, dry sticks, dry sausage, and their wild game processing facility opens 7 days a week, three-lane drop-off system. It makes it fast and convenient. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with the fish dude this morning. Richard, what's going on, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. Couldn't be better. Thanks for even asking.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I tell you what, it's been nice out this weekend. There ain't no doubt. The weather's holding out good. You know, them dang old catfish are just going nuts. I guarantee you, there ain't no doubt about it.
They're taking over the world.
They're trying to. I guarantee you, them rascals are doing real good.
Don't you wish your old crappie would multiply like that? God.
Man, I tell you what, that would be great if they would. It's just killing me. But it is what it is, right? So just do what you can do it and get after it. That's the main thing. And I was right about Thursday, you know,
he no-showed you like George Jones, man.
I guarantee you. Well, the thing is, when he tried to get into that bank account, that's another thing. And I put it on Facebook just to kind of, and I put his name out there. I didn't put his number out, but I had four other guides call me and said he did the same thing to them. So
yeah, he was trying to book y'all.
Every one of us, I guarantee you. So it's it's one of them things where it's kind of same suspicious and odd,
He's looking for big money to hack into. He's barking up the wrong tree.
He better leave the fishing guide alone.
I'm telling you, man. We barely pay bills. That's funny, man.
I know. That's crazy. But it's like, dude, you just don't know. You ain't going to get nothing out of me. I mean, it's like it's just crazy. But it is what it is. These knuckleheads try anything they can to get into anybody's business. So, but it's all good. Like I say, it's
don't want to work for a living. He wants to steal your hard work and money.
Yeah, I know. And like I say, I put it out there just to see how many other guys got hit by him. And sure
awesome.
Enough, like I say, I had four other ones call me and say, "Hey, this guy did the same thing," and we exchanged numbers. Yep, that's him. You know, so it's we all kind of got to know that's what's happening. So that's the main thing. As long as nobody gets took by somebody like that, that's the main
thing.
I'd
report him to the government, man, for that false trade practices or whatever. Whatever.
There's no doubt. I don't even know what to do with something like that. So that's what's so bad. But it's one of those things where the thing is, I got to go fishing, so it doesn't matter to me. You know, and then like yesterday, good night. Well, I tell you what, we we got out there yesterday morning we end up with, I only kept 49 catfish yesterday morning, but we hybrid fished and catfished, and we lost so many dang good ones right there at the boat. It was unreal. But the hybrids, we end up catching two of them. That's all that we could get to bite. And I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on them if they didn't want to bite well. But they're starting to try to bunch up. That's the thing. So it's going to get there. It just needs that water temperature to drop a little bit more, and them rascals will get fired up good. But them catfish, like I say, they're fired up, and they're doing real good. So we had 49 yesterday morning. Then we pulled up the guys yesterday afternoon. They wanted to bass fish and catfish. So we jumped on them catfish and kept 32 of them in like an hour. So it's like, okay, they're fired off going hard. So I run up and grabbed a bass boat and jumped out there, and we hit a few spots for the bass, and I only had one of them about 3 pounds, but it was a good one. These fish are still hanging under docks right now, so it's just kind of, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. Normally this time of year they'll start hitting rock and stuff like that, but I've not caught them on the rocks very good at all yet, but they should get there pretty quick. I mean, good night, that water temperature is dropping, so they ought to be hanging up on them rocks pretty quick. That's one thing, that the bait fish start moving around the rocks and stuff like that, and as that bait starts getting on those rocks, those bass will be right there to eat them up, and the hybrids will be around there too. That's one thing, every once in a while, and especially in the early fall or early winter, those hybrids will start running that bait that's along those rocks also. And it's just one of those deals where you kind of get out there, and every year's different. One day they'll bite real good, the next day they won't, but you're mainly watching for those bait balls that are out there in that open water. And I've got a couple little areas that's just loaded up with bait, but the fish just hadn't bunched up under them. There's one or two chasing them around in those little creeks that I'm in, but for the most part, it's just scattered fish. It's not anything where it's bunched up big concentrations of 50 or 100 fish like the hybrids normally do. They're they're school fish. Normally, if there's one, there's 100. So it's one of those deals where you get out there, and when you find one of them, there's a whole bunch of them around. Yeah. But they just hadn't bunched up real tight yet. So it's going to get there. It's just
gets a little cooler.
Yeah, when that water temperature drops a little bit, them rascals, they'll bunch up tight, and there'll be hundreds of them out there. It's, that's one of the things. I didn't check, but I think last year Parks and Wildlife dumped some more in. They, they're usually pretty good about dumping the hybrids in. I know there was a while where they skipped like 3 years, and boy, you could tell it too, because they got hard to catch. But that's one thing about the hybrids, they have to be stocked. So it's that's because it's a crawfish. It's not something that reproduces in the wild, and a lot of people don't understand that. It's a cross between a white and a striped bass. So
right.
when you get that, you get a meatier fish. Striped bass, he's a rocket. He's just streamlined and he's long and skinny. And that white bass, he's short and stout. So when you cross the two, you kind of get something in between. Right. You get that long stout fish, and that's pretty good. So it's, and then like we've talked about it before, how we call them hybrids. The biologists call them palmetto bass or sunshine bass. So, the difference between the palmetto bass is a cross between the female striped bass and the male white bass. The sunshine bass is just the opposite. So it's a cross between the female white bass and the male striped bass. So that's, they play with them dang things in those labs or in the hatcheries and stuff, and they figure out which one's the most resilient and most durable fish there are. So, and from what I'm understanding, the sunshine bass is where they're headed with just about all the hybrid species in the lakes, because they're more durable. So it's it's just kind of interesting to know how they do it and what they do and why they do make those changes, you know, because it's like I don't know exact numbers, but say typically 30% of the palmetto bass die whenever they stock, but only 20% do of the sunshine bass when they stock them. So it's they're a little more hardy, and so they get more bang for their buck as far as stocking fish. So that's why they do that. And if I could just get them to listen to me about them crappie, you know, just do it for 5 years. I mean, dang, they got a closed season on flounder and they got a closed season on snapper. Why can't they do it with crappie? So it's it's the biggest thing is they a lot of them are watching Facebook, and some of these Facebook warriors out there, they're posting, oh yeah, we got great numbers. Now, you ain't even got a limit, you know. And you're sitting there talking about it, you're catching all these crappie. Well, you know, they're blowing smoke trying to get people to believe there's a whole fistful of them out there, and they're not. You know, it's just
I see that. I would trout fishing and everything else. So, well, they just need to be more like Florida and just shut it down, close it for a year at least.
Sometimes they close it
2 years on. Like when they have a freeze and they kill all their snook, they just shut it down, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you get them to come back. I mean, you're not going to get them to come back if you don't do anything about it. But, you know, the thing is, I don't really think they care about the crappie too much anyway, because it's normally, under a normal situation, the crappie will get out there and they reproduce very well. You know, it's just they're not doing it yet because of, you know, how everybody took them out back during COVID, how they got all the females. But on the normal situation, they reproduce really good, but it's just not happening yet with Conroe. It's trying to, but it just, you know, everybody keeps pressuring them during the spawn, you know. And like I say, the biggest part of the spawn is from January to April. And, you know, they'll just back off of them for just a little bit. I mean,
yeah,
and understand
like they do the flounder during the same season. They're returning to spawn. You know, they're leaving the bays and whatever they do, and they shut it down. And I'm not a big flounder enthusiast, but I don't know whether it's changed the numbers much at all. But they do it that way. Maybe they might ought to try it with crappie. You never know, man. All right.
I wish they would.
All right, well, I'm running low on time this morning. We got a late start. We had some issues, but if somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing Conroe with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Okay, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
While you're at it, throw out that bank account number.
Y'all have fun.
All right. See you, buddy. Later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Now let's go down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky this morning. Charlie P., what's up, man?
Oh, nothing new. Old stuff.
Yeah. No.
Fish are confused. Water's warming back up. You know?
Yep.
So. I didn't fish the last 2 days, but I got to fish a pretty good stretch here.
Right.
Starting today. And the same thing, Mickey, wading is better than out of the boat. I got a boat fish for the next 3 days, so.
Well, it tends to be, you know, when you get these warm-ups, you know, behind these fronts like this, that shorelines get good again.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, I mean, we got the fish. I just think they're all confused right now. Mid-November and still hot.
Well, that was a big water temperature drop, you know. And,
yeah.
And water level drop and all of that. And it was the first big one of the year. So they'll get acclimated.
Need a couple more.
That's why we like December so well. They're acclimated by then. They're in full mode.
That's right. And then I think y'all got a spectacular tournament going on, and I think most of them are over here looking. So.
Yeah, I think they let them fish where they want to in that deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so. might be better off in the boat anyway today. We'll see.
Well, you never know.
Nah. Nope. I know the river's what stale.
Yeah, that's what Tommy was saying when I talked to him yesterday morning. Said it just went bad all at once. Just boom.
And that's where most of these people want to go fish.
Right.
The easy route. But anyway, we'll get some cool weather and things will get going again.
Yeah. And
never know. It may mess them up today. You never know.
No, that's why you go every day.
Yeah. Did you have some radio issues this morning? Hell, I couldn't even pick up the show.
Yeah, we had some elevator issues there at the building, and Chase couldn't get to his little nest up there, man. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't have climbed 19 flights of stairs at 4 o'clock in the morning either. I had to do that one time. We had a fire alarm go off, and the elevators automatically shut down. So I had to leave the 19th floor, go all the way down, and get down there, and they found out it was maintenance workers. A bunch of sheetrock dust had set off the alarm system, and fire department was there. It was wild.
Holy cow. Well,
and then had to go back up. I said, I'll never do that again. I'll just stay up
with a bad knee.
Yeah, and it was real bad after that. I hobbled for about 3 days, and it was all swelled up. That was just, and that was 10 or 12, 15 years ago. It was a while back.
Wow. My left knee.
Still a bull.
I've been having knee problems, too, but mine doesn't swell up. It just
mine
bothers
stays that way.
Yeah.
And just part of it, man. It's a game you play.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Do what you can, get by, and just limp on to the next round.
That's what I'm doing.
I mean, hey, just go through the motions, man.
Yeah.
Kind of like the old Petticoat Junction series that was on said, that's Uncle Joey's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Yeah.
But he's moving.
Yes, sir.
That's all that matters.
Yep. Well, we'll see if we can get on some fish today and what do we have a front in sight? Any weather change coming?
Yeah, I was looking at that I think next week around Thursday or something like that. We got a pretty good chance of rain. And let's see. Let me look at this extended forecast. Yeah, next Friday will be northwest at 20.
Northwest at 20.
Yeah, Thursday you're going to have a pretty good southerly flow, like south at 25, and then a 60% chance of thunderstorms. And then Friday it'll be northwest at 20, clearing out. We'll be in the low to mid-50s at night and in the 70s during the day after that. So it'll be a little bit of a change.
Look forward to it.
A little bit, you know, not much, but, hey, it's better than nothing.
Every little bit helps.
Time of year, they like them weather changes, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, they do.
They've been in the summer doldrums all year, and they're ready for some changes, just like we are. No different.
You got that right.
Just like we are, brother.
Yes, sir.
Any news of a big girl called from anybody?
No.
I hadn't heard anything.
I haven't caught anything. I haven't caught anything over 25 inches, and there ain't been a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, most of these fish are 19 to 22.
Right. Well, down south's the only thing I'm hearing of any, you know, size. You know, it's what we consider big trout or nice trout. You know, 7-poundish, you know, down Corpus, Mansfield. And so.
I know we have them. I mean, I've stumbled across them all summer long. Most of the time it was in the middle of the day when it was still and. You know, but they're there. Somebody might find them this weekend. There'd be quite a few looking for them.
If there's enough of them out there, somebody will stumble on one.
Oh, yeah.
Surely.
Yes, sir.
And all you can do is weigh it, photograph it, and turn it back and hope it lives.
As quick as you can.
Yeah, don't beat the scales off of it and drag the slime off.
measured on ice chest. Don't.
Yeah.
We release them as quick as we can catch them. Maybe a quick picture and maybe not. The hell with it.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
Yeah. And God knows all those big fish we wasted all our life. Now we're just wanting a few.
Well, they weren't wasted, but they, you know, it, we just had so many of them, it didn't. It didn't
make any difference.
It didn't make any difference. Heck no. But it does now.
Yep. We've already seen the best of it.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't, there's so many people that know how and what to do and when and where and all that. I mean, there's, so many educated fishermen now.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, 10% of the fishermen caught 90% of the fish. Now it's
ain't
different.
That the truth?
Oh, well.
Made you wonder.
Yep. All right, Charlie P., somebody wants to call you and come down and fish with you this winter, give them a number, man.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right. Well, good luck today. Hope you find what you're looking for. Get what you need.
Take care, man. Keep...
See you, Charlie. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.